The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Masechet Horiyot, Daf Zayin. Let's begin once again at the beginning of the Perek. Thanktan der Helike Perek. Hora Kohen Mashiach la'atzmo shogeg v'yasa shogeg. Vevipar. So as we saw, Pashat Vayikra, and it's there that we introduce these korbanos. So in what's called Perek Dalet, in Chamishi in Parashat Vayikra, Techta Bishkaga, and move on to the Kohen HaMashiach. And we call the Kohen HaMashiach the Hoshmat Ha'am. We don't even know what that means at this point, Hoshmat Ha'am. Now the very next parasha is Hoshmat Ha'am. Vim kol adat Yisrael yishgu v'ne'alam davar minei ha'kahal. So when it comes to the Kohen, it's as if we interrupt. As the Torah begins, here the Dinam of the Chatas, if one person is chayte, whoops, if the Kohen Mashiach is that person, then if the Tzibur is what we're talking about, and then the next parasha is, if it's a Nasi that we're talking about, so then over there he would bring a Sa'ir, instead of the Kisper Sa'ir, as we'll see later. And then if it's a Nefesh Achat from the Am Ha'aretz, in which case it's not anybody that is special. So you see how it goes. Nefesh, where it doesn't say Am Ha'aretz, then that particular Nefesh, which is the Kohen HaMashiach, then Kol Adat Yisrael, which is Parhal Nefesh HaTzibur, then Nasi, and then Me'am Ha'aretz. The different korbanos, so that the par brings, the Kohen HaMashiach brings a par, and as we'll see, it's only Behora'ah. The Kol Adat Yisrael brings a par, only Behora'ah. Then we have the Din of Sa'ir Nasi, which is not Behora'ah. We're going to learn all this out here in Horiyot. And then Me'am Ha'aretz, the regular guy who brings either a Kisba or a Sa'ira, who's also different in not only in the opportunity to bring a Kisba, but also that it's Nekeva. It's a Zohar. And remember, we have the other Parsha in Bamidbar about what is the din of a Ta'ut of the Tzibur when it comes to Avodat Kohavim, a par, but over there the par is for an Eila. Here the par is for the Chatas, and the Sawyer for the Chatas. And that applies Dafka to the entire Am, and it doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol, as we'll see. So these are the different korbanos that we need to take into consideration for today's discussion. So now begins again the Mishnah, to make it very clear. So the din of the Kohen Mashiach is also a din in Hayra, and he also is also shogeg, which is different, of course, because by the Beit Din are not the ones who do. As it says, v'ne'estan, somebody else did it. So by the par halam davar shel tzibur, the oraz, the bezdin, and the asiya is somebody else. By the Kohen Mashiach, as we'll see, the oraz, the Kohen Mashiach, and the asiya is the Kohen Mashiach. And therefore it's mevi par. And only there is a mevi par. If he does a mistake in shigigat ha-maaseh, or if he does a mistake in oiran, somebody else does the maaseh, not him, there's no din of par Kohen Mashiach. So if he was shogeg in his ora'ah, and then the maisa that he did was b'mezid, so that at that time he knew that it didn't make sense as ora'ah. But that's what I thought, so I'll do it the way I thought. Maybe I was right the first time. Who's to say? You know, that's called mezid.
This ora'ah of the Kohen Gadol, it has a base din of kohanim.
No, it's a personal ora'ah to himself.
What I should do.
What I should do. Just like every person gives a hayra to himself. But for Kohen Gadol, that hayra defines, no, it's a din in the office, but it's not a din in the hayra. I mean, in a sense it is, because he needs to be royal hayra and so on, but that's true about anybody, really.
But when an individual makes a decision, is that called a hayra?
Not usually. It would be called hayra if it's a creative psak, and he has a right to be somebody who makes a creative psak. But legabe what? The only place where it's again individuals is like Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, let's say. Or a question if he's had wine to drink. I mean, but it's nothing to do with korbanos.
I think part of the confusion is because usually there is instruction. But here there's no instruction. It's the creative psak which
No, Horah is conception, just like it means Horah. Horah is also to be a parent. So it's really, it's not only instructions, it's coming up with the new psak, just like over conception is coming up with a new interpretation of DNA. Over here, it's coming up with a new interpretation of Torah. But it's new, it's creative.
Only the Beis Din and the Kohen Gadol have this koach to do Horah?
No. Only the Beis Din and the Kohen Gadol have a concept of Horah vis-a-vis Korbanos. But there's dinim, as I say, there's dinim and other issues. Here it's a special halacha that the Kohen Gadol, as the Kohen Gadol, and specifically as the Kohen is part of the Mishkan, who is Nimshach with the Shemana Mishra, has a different relationship to the expressions in his life of what he is. To a normal human being, we look at him as a doer. The Kohen Gadol, we look at as an awareer. So his whole mitzvah is to be aware. The doing is the expression of his awareness. That's the tzitz, that's al mitzvot tamid, and so on and so forth. He has a different level of awareness. So to him, asiyah per se is not what's mechayev him. What's mechayev him is what was the mistake in his awareness that was expressed in his asiyah. Yeah. Now, so suppose he was semech, but while knowing full well that right now this doesn't make any sense. And he's potter. Potter because there's no korban for him. Torah did not prescribe a korban that is similar to a korban of an individual, and bechlal, this case is a mezid anyway. But the other way around, if he was mezid, he made hora, and he knew he was making, he knew he was being mera heter, that he couldn't rely on. But he didn't do it based on hora. It was also shegeg. So he got confused, and he was looking at what he thought was shuman, it was really chalav. In such a case, he's also potter, because over there, the Torah never gave a korban to such a case, even though another person who did such a thing would be a classic korban, possibly. The question of how to rely on Hora'ah. But the reason that this is true is because the rule is that the Hora'ah of the Kohen Gadol to himself is the equivalent of the Hora'ah of Beit Din to the Tzibur, except that he is both the Moreh and the Tzibur. So, but he has to do those two roles in the same way that they would be done by the par helam davar in order to be able to be chayiv. Now, lemaisa, that halacha may explain the structure of huriot, possibly. In other words, even though the Torah finds it necessary, and there's all kinds of midrash about why that's true, but the Torah finds it necessary to discuss the par kain mashiach before the par alam davar shel tzibur, but the dinim are dependent on the par alam davar shel tzibur to a great extent, as we'll see. There are other issues as well, but we'll talk about in the siyum bezrat Hashem. So, says the Gemara, shogeg the asar shogeg, may be par. Well, I should hope so. I mean, what else? There's no other case. Pshita, obviously, that's the case. He was a shogeg in the hora, and this was a shagoga that caused him to do the maisa. Om Rabbi, no. You understand. It's telling me a chiddush. It's a little bit more, you see. Because over here, when we're making this comparison of the Kohen to both the Beis Din and the Am, what's curious is that we could actually have a case where he's relying on his psak the way the Am relies on Beis Din. Meaning, I don't know what they're saying, but they're Beis Din, so I'll rely on them. He could do that to himself. I can't remember. Why did I pass in that was mut? All right, but I went through it at the time. Whatever I was better at the time, I'm relying on and I'm going to do. So you'd think that in that case, you would say, listen, I mean, we're being mechayev of you because of your awareness. Now you're saying, well, you don't really know. If you don't really know, so maybe that's not all you're wrong. Kamash malan, that's exactly the point. So if he says, shachach mi is a tamor, and now he forgets what it was he was thinking. Look, I know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it al dat the way I did it originally. Then over there, Mao the Tema, I might have thought that that's not called Oira anymore. Because even the Ilumit Yadele, maybe if he would remember why he did it, he'd say, what, was I crazy? That doesn't make any sense. So if that's the case, so it's not a current Oira at all. And therefore, lo lechayiv shouldn't be chayiv a korban at all, because it's not a korban. It's not based on Oira. Kamash malan, that is the point, that he has the same relationship to his own Oira. that the tzibur of the Amoretz would have to the Rav Beit Din. I don't know, but I'm relying on the Rav Beit Din. Here too, he can say, I don't know, but I'm relying on the Rav the Kohen Gadol. That's you. That's right. Now, the next case was Mezid v'asar shogeg, or he was shogeg in Ora'ah, and he was asar Mezid. What's this case? You know what I mean? How do we know this? To Tana Rabban, how do we know this whole interrelationship over here? Well, it says in the writer like this, since in the Torah we find the din of the Parko in Mashiach called Lashmat Ha'am, why in the world is it called Lashmat Ha'am? We started off with the din of Davrel B'nei Yisrael Amor, Nefesh Ki Techeta, and then goes on right away, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yecheta Lashmat Ha'am. What do you mean Lashmat Ha'am? I thought we were talking about an individual. That's true, midrashically, Lashmat Ha'am, that this is a Pegiah, an Am Yisrael, that's all very nice. But what does it mean in terms of Halacha? It's coming to tell me that the Mashiach has a din of the Am, meaning that the din of the Kohen Mashiach is similar to the Parhelim Dover Shal Tzibur. Wait a minute, says the Brayta, do I really need the Pasuk to tell me that? Isn't it reasonable, just Al Pi Mametzino, Valo Dinu? The Tzibur is Mutza Mechlal Yachid, and the Mashiach is Mutza Mechlal Yachid. And let's point out that Mutza Mechlal Yachid is the way that the Torah presents the entire Parsha. Through exceptions. It starts off by saying a rule. Right? It begins, you're waiting. You're thinking about yourself. All of a sudden, by the way, that's, I don't want to say this about everybody. There are special cases. And if Nasi Yechete, okay, now let me get back to what I was saying. So that means that we first start off with a klal, and then we have three yotzei min haklals. The parkoi mashiach, the parol and dover shel tzibur, and the senior nasi. So this concept of mutsa mechlal, something that isn't included in the klal, is central to the presentation. Therefore, I would say to myself, look, if the tzibur is mutsa mechlal, and the mashiach is mutsa mechlal, the klal being the klal of nefesh ki techeta yochid, so then I should say to myself, isn't it obvious that the mutsa min haklal are similar to each other? Just like the tzibur is not chayim without a helem davar im shigigata maaseh, which we learned out from the Eidah, and the Kahal, the Nesta, the Lashon Nesta, and so on. Af Mashiach, lo yechayev el al helem davar im shigigat maaseh. So what do I need the pasuk of Lashmat Ha'am? Because there's three mutsa mechlals. One of the Mutzar Mechlal was the Nasi. How do you know to compare the first two met to each other, compare the last two to each other? And say like this, O Kulach L'Derech Zor, why not start this way? Nasi Mutzar Mechlal Yachid, and Mashiach is Mutzar Mechlal Yachid, okay? A Nasi has nothing to do with Hoy Ra'az, we're going to prove later. A Nasi brings Al Shigigat HaMaaseh without Helem Davar. So how do you know that a Mashiach is maybe with the Helem Davar? Maybe he should be like the Nasi, and he should bring B'shigigat Maaseh below Helem Davar. Doesn't say anything about Ha'alama in the Parsha of the Kohen Mashiach. So that's why I need the Pasuk. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's first consider what it's more likely to learn from. Nir L'midome. What is it more similar? Is the Kohen similar to the Tzibor, or is the Kohen similar to the Nasi? Now, obviously, when we do that, we get the sense of the transition. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3. Is the grouping 1 and 2? Or is the grouping 2 and 3? Or is 2 actually a lovely transition between 1 and 3? That's exactly what the Gemara is bringing out. So on the one hand, it's very similar to the first two cases. Why? Because they're both with a par. So a tzibur is with a par. Furthermore, as we're going to see, a tzibur never brings an Hashem Tala. A Mashiach is with a par. And furthermore, he's not bringing an Hashem Tala. And Hashem Tala is where we go from this parsha. We bring out the same dinim that are by Chattas to the Hashem Tala. And those dinim of Hashem Tala don't refer to the first two Mutza Mechlals, but does refer to the third Mutza Mechlal, that there's such a thing as an Asha. Okay, so now, just like the Tzibur, Enochayat, Elal, Elam Davan, Shigat Masas. And that makes sense. If you got two Mamatzinos, obviously Mamatzino is a function of Mamatzino in something similar. So here we have something similar. So the same way that the Hashmat Ha'am is the Shigigat, without Hashmat Ha'am, I can figure out that it's similar to the Am. So the Am is Helim Davar and Shigigat Ha'maseh. So to the Kohen Mashiach, well, now wait a minute. I can figure out other ways in which 2 and 3 are more similar than 1 and 2. Because look, a Nasi, he brings a korban seira like everybody else on this planet when it comes to avodat kohanim. And not only that, he brings at least certain types of asham. He could bring an asham gezelot. He could bring an asham shivcha harufa. These are asham vadites that he brings. A mashiach is also, as we'll see, just like anybody else when it comes to avodat kohanim. So he brings a seira, not a parva soyer, the way the tzibur brings. And furthermore, as opposed to a beit din, he brings a korban asham vadai, if he stole something, or he brings a asham vadai, in the case of the shivcha harufa, mehila. So just like a nasi could bring b'shigigat ma'aseh, and only b'shigigat ma'aseh without hora'ah, so then maybe that's what's true about the Kohen Mashiach. Af Mashiach might be b'shigigat ma'aseh. So you see, we simply don't have enough data. If it wouldn't say b'shamat ha'am, we don't know how to read it. Do we read 1 and 2, or do we read 2 and 3? Therefore, Talmud lomar l'shamat ha'am, to make it very clear. Areihu Mashiach ketzibur. There you've got your answer. Ma tzibur eno mevi ala elem davar. Im shigigat ma'aseh. Af Mashiach eno mevi ala elem davar. Im shigigat ma'aseh. Ah, but wait, there's a missing piece over here. Because the tzibur brings, with the bezdin making the psak, and other people doing. Now, you've been telling me all along, but the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring with other people doing. He brings on his own doing. Now, that's a loose piece. How do we know that that's true? Because the truth is, he's an interesting hybrid. He's a hybrid between the Hashmat Ha'am and the Yochid Sha'asa. Because he's also doing, but he's only doing Al-Pi Ora'ah. But his Ora'ah is not for others, it's for himself. You must admit, that's a little strange. You give yourself Ora'ah, then you talk to yourself, Harini, Yoseh, Al-Dat, Ora'ati. I mean, the whole thing is a little bit strange. So how do we know that that's true? Why don't we say, Ema, just like the tzibur is horeh, and then other people do, vasu acherim ba'ora'ato, then chayavim. So the Kohen Mashiach also, it's talking about where he's meireh, and then other people follow his hora'ah, vasu acharaf ba'ora'ato, and that is a case where you would be chayav. Maybe only, maybe also, but then you're chayav. Talmud Omar, I didn't tell you the rest of the beautiful pasuk. V'ikriv al chatato asher chata. Why does it have to say that? Al chatato asher chata. Obviously. No, not obviously. It's coming to tell me al mashahu chata. Umevi. Veino mevi al mashahatu acherim. So it's really a hybrid of shigigata maaseh with hora'ah. So we have really 3 completely different concepts when it comes to a korban. A shigigata maaseh, which requires no connection to anybody giving you a hora'ah. You always learned that Chalav is Aser, but you thought that this was Shuman. Shigat Maaseh. The Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring a carbon on that. There's no such carbon. Bezdin doesn't bring a carbon on that. There's no such carbon. Then we have the opposite, where you only bring a carbon on your Hayrah. There's nothing to do with your Maaseh. That's the Bezdin. Then we have the hybrid Kohen Mashiach L'Shmat Ha'am, who is Pitom kam adam, baboker umarkishu am. That's the guy. So he wakes up in the morning and he thinks he's the am. So he's both more and osa. So he becomes now the am itself. Lovely. Okay. All right, now you said, Omama, Mashiach bepar ve'ino mevi asher toli. One of your, we ended up not really needing this, right? But in the experimental attempt to derive the information without the pasuk of Lashmat Ha'am. So one of the things you said, and I let you get away with it at the time, I wanted to hear what you had to say, but you said that the Kohen Mashiach is not maybe an asher toli as if I know that. Where do you know that from? Eino mevi asher toli, minole den mevi asher toli. Ah, dechtiv, that's a different thing. That's where it says, "V'chiper alav haKohen al shigegato asher shagag." That's in the parsha of Asher Tali.
Vehi ayal tamim in atzon la sham and so on. Vehiper la vakoin. So what do you mean al shigur to asher shagag? Obviously, I mean that's what we're talking about, isn't it? Man, the pesuk is coming to tell me that only someone whose chet is the chet that he was shogeg in. Namely, he thought that this was a piece of shuman and ended up being a piece of chalef. And now he had two pieces in this case, one piece of shuman, one piece of chalef. Now he doesn't know which one he ate. But there the shagaga is in the identification of the chet. But a kohen, the shagaga is in the horah, had nothing to do with the identification of the chet. Therefore, mi shechatato v'shigigato shaveh, but a kohen mashiach, where ein shigigato v'chatato shaveh, how do I know that it's, because it says, Lashmata am. So therefore, he is dependent on his hayra. So therefore, now you've got it. So Hareyu Mashiach Ketzibur. Says the Gemara, but that is the most weird piece of circular reasoning I've heard in my life. You brought up the fact that he doesn't bring an Hashem Talui before we knew the Pasuk of Lashmata am. You asked, why do we need Lashmata am? That's what you said. We can figure this out ourselves. And then you said, yes, I can figure it out myself, because after all, it's similar to the tzibur that it doesn't need an Hashem Tole. And how do I know it doesn't need an Hashem Tole? Well, it says the Hashem Ta'am. It says, well, what do you mean, Hashem Ta'am? At kan lo ka'am, really? You don't know Hashem Ta'am. You're trying to explain to me why you need Hashem Ta'am, and you're bringing a raya in the course of that conversation from the pasuk of Hashem Ta'am. Uh-oh. Well, yeah, says the Gemara, that's true. That was sort of just, we got carried away. So the Ashim, that was Kedei Nazba. In other words, when we're making comparisons, what we generally do is when we make overall comparisons that we know are part of the set. Okay, let's talk about the set of Kohen Mashiach. Okay, Kohen Mashiach, what's unique about that? Oh, okay, there's a din of Hayra. Kohen Mashiach, there's a din of not bringing an Ashim Tolui. There's a din of a par as opposed to Sayyur of a Kivsa, et cetera, et cetera. So I just threw it in, but you're right. Of course, it doesn't have any application over here. I'm trying to figure out what to do without Lashma Ta'am. Forget about that, okay? All right. No, Ashram Vanai, there's no difference. Why would there be a difference? Horah b'fnei atzok re'el k'mishn. Horah b'fnei atzmo, v'yasa b'fnei atzmo. Mitchaper lo b'fnei atzmo. Now there's a number of issues that this Mishnah brings up, and they're all between the lines. The Mishnah is not very clear about what it's trying to say. The issues are, between the lines, does the Tzibur, since after all, the Kohen Gadol is b'Hashmat Ta'am, is that he has no connection to the rest of the Tzibur? And if the Tzibur also had a Hayra in this issue, that he would not have to bring his own carbon if it was his own hora? That's one question. And there's a broader question. Is a carbon on hora a generic carbon on hora or a specific carbon on hora? We know that when it comes to the chiyuv of the carbon, they have to know what the hora was. That we learned before. If they were tohu and they forgot which one they were told, it was aron dam and aron chelev. So we said, then there's no chiyuv. That's true. But maybe that's because we don't consider it to be knowing unless you are aware of the process that you went through mentally. But not because the carbon is a unique carbon, it's a different carbon for a Hora'an Chelev than it is for a Hora'an Dam, let's say. What difference would that make? Well, it would make an interesting difference. Suppose the Kohen Gadol is involved in making a Hora'an Chelev, and the Bezdin is making a Hora'an Dam. And they're both making a Hora'an, so we have the same Hora'an at the same time, but in different sugyas, and the Bezdin is going to be bringing a parallel of Shel Tzibur. Since the Kohen Gadol is part of Hashmat Ha'am, is that generic carbon on Hayra, does it cover also a Kohen Gadol? Or is it each Hayra b'fnei atzmo? He has to bring his own. And what about if it would be the same Hayra? They're bringing a Hayra for Chelev, and he's bringing a Hayra for Chelev. And maybe it was based on a different analysis, maybe it was based on a different type of chelev, but is that Hayra? All of these things are going to bring up now in the course of understanding this Mishnah more fully. So, obviously, the words Horeh b'fnei atzmo, v'yasa b'fnei atzmo, mitchaper lo b'fnei atzmo, is a meaningless statement, unless there's some context that makes it meaningful. The context that makes it meaningful must be that Beis Din is also sitting and giving a Hayra. And he's sitting and giving a Hayra. But they're not together. Now, in what sense not together? Could be not together in place. It could be not together in the sugya. Could be both. Again, that we're going to see in the Gemara. So then, since he's on his own, whatever that means, if he's on his own, he brings his own carbon. But how about if he's Mora Ima Tzibur? Again, what does that mean? In the same place? Does it mean in the same sukya? Does it mean both? V'yasa Ima Tzibur, ben mitchaper lo Im HaTzibur. Continues the Mishnah with what appears to be a non sequitur. And Rashi learns, as opposed to the Rush, that actually this piece is a continuation. The din is that he's mitchaper matzibur, because if you think about it, the tzibur and the kohen are very similar, because since she'ein beitin chayavim ad shi'oru levatel miktzat elekayem miktzat, v'chein ha-mashiach. So it's the same type of ayra. This is how Rashi understands it. The Rush says that can't be the meaning, because in the Gemara, we're going to need to bring a pasuk to prove this, not the logic. But there's another reason that's very difficult to accept Rashi, and that is the next words. V'lo ba'avodat kochavim ad shi'oru levatel miktzat ulekayem miktzat. That Bezdin, when it comes to a hoira, when we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, to be chayiv in the parvus soyer, also requires that it be partial. The problem is, this can't be part of the previous sugya, because, as we just said, the Kohen Mashiach does not bring a carbon b'hoira when it comes to Avodah Kochavim. He only brings hoira on shar mitzvahs. So this piece, it doesn't say v'chein Mashiach. So now that means, according to Rashi, we're bringing up something that's a detail that seems non sequitur, so we're going to connect with the shin, but only on the first part, v'chein kohen Mashiach. Oh, and then we have a non sequitur to a non sequitur. Well, once I'm discussing that, let me also tell you, that would be true for the Bezdin about Avodah Kochavim as well. And then, of course, the whole next Mishnah becomes a non sequitur to a non sequitur to a non sequitur. Very difficult. Therefore, Tain is the Rush. This is the beginning of a new sugya. Why does it say sheh? He brings out his examples from Mishnayos, where we start a new sugya that has to do with something we were talking about before as the indication that we're getting back to what we were talking about. We say sheh. Like, for instance, Efer Kira. About the Hachon of Efer Kira. Sheh. What do you mean sheh? We weren't discussing whether Efer Kira is Muchan or not. So it's like a key kind of word that introduces a concept that has to do on some way with things we were talking about earlier. Okay, says the Gemara, Minani Mila. So apparently it's not a Sfarah. How do we know the relationship of the Hoirah, the Kohen Mashiach, to the Paral and Davashel Tzibur, as far as being subsumed one with the other? The Tana Rabbanan, Horai Matzibur V'yasein Matzibur, Yocha Yavi Parla Atzmo. You might think that he should bring a separate carbon, even if he was married together with Bezdin. Again, we don't know what that means yet. Well, we don't really need a pasuk, do we? I mean, Vedinu. Nasi mutzamech la'yachid, u'mashiach mutzamech la'yachid. Okay, now, if the Nasi only brings a carbon soyer Nasi, when he's chata b'fnei atzmo, he's maybe b'fnei atzmo, but if he would have relied on Bezdin, he would have been chata matzibur, just like everybody else. Mitchaper lo imatzibur, Af Mashiach, maybe it should be the same thing. If he's chata b'fnei atzmo, he's bringing b'fnei atzmo, his par. But if he was chata imatzibur, mitchaper lo imatzibur. Now, obviously, this is ridiculous. As Tosis points out, the first thing we should say is, well, how are you comparing the shigigata maaser of a nasi, where the whole thing is a shigigata maaser, to the carbon of a kohen Mashiach, who doesn't even have a shigigata maaser, unless it's based on hora? So Tosis, you're right. We really could have said this at this time. The point that the Gemara wants to make is that it's even more ridiculous than you think, for a more primal reason. And this is a beautiful insight that the just this practice at why we'll need the pasuk gets us to see. Lo im amrit benasi shekem betchaper lo imat zibur biyom kippurim. Brilliant. When it comes to the karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur to be mechaper, a nasi is like anybody else. But a Kohen isn't. As anyone who reads the Musafim on Yom Kippur understands, if you daven Musaf on Yom Kippur, there's a whole separate carbon for Kohanim. Separate Vigli, different parts of Mechaper, Tumas Midish for Kedeshim, then a Mechaper for Yisrael. It's not the same. So this system is even more primal. It's much less likely that a Kohen, when he's being Miyuchad as a Kohen, and that's the point of Im, the Kohen HaMashiach HaFatah, that he should be dragged along by the Korban HaTzibur. Because he isn't even dragged along in Yom Kippur with the Korban HaTzibur. which is the fundamental korban for Kol Yisrael. That's beautiful. So therefore, we want to introduce this. We say it this way. So now I will conclude. So if that's the case, then maybe indeed a Kohen, even though he was murdered together with the Tzibur, should not be mitkaper in the Tzibur. He should be maybe parla atzmo. Talmud lomar al chatato asher chatah. The only time he brings is when it's entirely his private chet that he sinned for. But if he was chatim at Tzibur, it's not. Haketzat bottom line, chatah b'fnei atzmo mevi b'fnei atzmo, chatim at Tzibur, mitkaper lo im at Tzibur. Well, I just want to get the case over here. Are we talking about him as one of the Amoraites when he was Chatei Matzibur? Not in his guise of Kohen Gadol? Or are we talking about where he was the one that was Moret, but the Tzibur's Hora wasn't a real Hora? First, let's get through that issue. So what's the case over here? Hechidon. Ilei medu mufla. This word mufla is not to be confused with the word mufla that we had earlier. Mufla, this case means a person who's roi lo ira and understands all of the dinim. So if he's a mufla and they're not muflin, and of course he's mischaper b'fnei atzmo, because then he's the only mora. Hora de lahon, the bezdin's hora in that case is ridiculous. It's v'laf klum. If they do not have the right to be mora, they weren't higia lo ira. That's an hora. And by there, anybody who listened to that, or Rav, a bunch of Amoraitzim, what are you going to go? Say, well, the conservative Besdin said, I mean, who cares? So if that's the case, everybody's personally responsible. Kisbosira, I don't care what they said. V'idi ina mufla, and if only the Besdin is mufla, roi loy ro, and he's just an Amoraitz like the rest of the people. Amoraitz, I'm using in the case of, as the Posit uses it, may Amoraitz, meaning he's not a mufla, vulav mufla. So then, of course, it's not mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo. I mean, the hora'ah, that's not a hora'ah at all. Hora'ah di dei v'lav klumis. It won't be mechayiv him anyway.
Who's that?
The Kohen.
The Kohen.
Yeah, so let's first establish the case. So, Papa, obviously, we're only talking about a case where Gaon Shul, he's a mufla, they're a mufla, hoyim muflin shneim. Okay, so now, let us get to the next piece. This is the important piece. This I could have figured out myself. But when you say that he did it together, what is together? So far, Abaya Lameima, that the definition of Bifnei Atzmo and Asa Bifnei Atzmo is Eichidami, that there's nothing that's together, meaning they're in two different locations, and they're dealing with two different questions. So the Yatvi Mishnei Bekomot, Vekomori Betray Yisuri, and therefore there's no way that his Hira can be subsumed in theirs. Omalei Rava, what kind of svar is that? I understand not the shnei mekamot gomim. Who cares where they are? This is not a function of place. It's a function of awareness. So that can't be an important factor here at all. I would say, even if they're in the same place, that's a given. But since they're discussing two completely different issues, one carbon of a ra will not subsume the other. Because according to what you were learning, you were saying that the Mishnah is assuming that there's a generic carbon of Ira, which if they were in the same place, the generic carbon of Ira would cover all of Karbanot, all of Horaot for that place. And I'm telling you that it doesn't make sense to say that the place, for some reason, would be meaningful. I mean, obviously, one could say it's meaningful in the sense of, well, they're together, the Besdin didn't say anything to him, says somebody who they didn't say anything to him, apparently they approved. So we could view that as they're involved, and he doesn't say anything to them, so they're interrelated. So it's relevant, but that doesn't really make sense. I mean, they're not posketing together, they'll take a vote together. I mean, why would we say it's important?
It all being his mind.
Yeah. So Pshita, who bechel of bein vavodat kochavim? So now we have to get into the details. You're saying they're talking about two different issues. What are two different issues? I mean, if they're talking about, let's say, he's talking about Chalev. They're talking about Avedas Kochavim. There, it's clearly two different issues, because over there, it's obviously considered to be his personal chet, because, first of all, they're dealing with different ta'amim, chalukim and ta'amayim, and they don't even have the same chi of carbon. I mean, there's no connection. He's going to be bringing a par on Ayron and Shar Mitzvahs, and they're going to be bringing a par v'soyer, and he wouldn't have been shaykh to a par v'soyer anyway, so there's nothing that connects them on any level. So, for sure, they're bringing a sawyer, and he doesn't bring even a sawyer, ever. So that's...
What is Tamayim?
What's that? Tamayim means the psukim and the reasoning that are involved. They're not dealing with the same psukim.
Because it's not the same psukim.
It's not the same psukim at all. It's different psukim and different thoughts about why in the world should these two hora'ot be... Once you've come up with the idea that there's no such thing as a generic hora'ah, then I understand that there's no maximum difference greater than this. They're talking about not only two different sukkahs, they're talking about two different karbonas, and not only two different karbonas, but their haraz is something that he isn't even able to give an hara in. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. So over there, he never brings that karbon. So there, it's bechlal not shayach to him. So they bring a parvisoyer, and there, he doesn't ever bring that. So kamayt ani sarva hula mayta. Koshiken, if he's dealing with avodat kochavim, and they're dealing with chelet, so over there, bechlal, I mean, he's a yofid. If he's dealing with avodat kochavim, there's nothing to discuss. They're talking about chelet over there, the kamukim bekorbanotim legamre, because he's going to bring over there a regular carbon as an individual. That's off the wall. But what about if hu bechelet amachaset akerev? Vehein bechelet sha'aladaki. They're both talking about chelet. Now, they're not talking about the same tamayu, because these are two different psukim. So ma, kiaminet af agav the karbanan shavel. Over there, it's exactly the same carbon. For a general circuit, that's pretty much the same. But keeping the betray kroyka out, but they're thinking about completely different things, a different psukim. So then, pagina betamayu, and that's not called a hora that could possibly subsume another hora. Or perhaps we should say Shem Chelev Echadu, but it's a Hora in Chelev, and therefore the Bezdin Zorah in Chelev might subsume his Hora in terms of the carbon. Okay, let's assume that for a moment. Imtim Saloma.
Why is it being subsumed?
Because there's a Hora being brought, a par, like he would have to bring, on the Sugya that he's dealing with. Shem Chelev.
Sounds very much almost like a body. It's like a function of a place.
Not place. Hurrah. Sukkah. This is a carbon that's similar to his carbon.
And we say, therefore, when they bring their carbon, he is carbon.
It's a given that the Mishnah is saying that if they were dealing in the same Sukkah Mamish, that the Bezdin Zayra would cover. So that means there obviously is a concept of a carbon on Zayra. Now the question is, how similar does it have to be? We're both giving our wrong chelev. It's mamish. It has to be exactly the same person. It has to be the same reasoning. We're giving our wrong chelev. So let's assume for a moment, im titzom Hashem chelev echa. Fine. How far would you go? How about if he's thinking about chelev and they're thinking about dam? So over there you can't say, well, at least the same overall set of yisurim. So do we say, me, I'm mina b'tamayo, I'm mina. I mean, they're not talking about the same sugya here. Oh, Dilma, given the shoving the carbon, or do we say, yeah, but, I mean, these are both par issues, not Sawyer issues. So we go according to the carbon, and both the carbon, as we know, it's the same. Take, don't know about that. Then we say, Ein Beidin Chayavin, Achi Yor Lopatel Miksat, Lokayem Miksat, and we already saw that before. Minolan, how do we know that Achi Yor Lopatel Miksat, Lokayem Miksat? Like we said in the first parak, you remember, Jamin Abidach Pirkin, Vinelam Davar, Davar, Velokalaguf, and then we get into the, how do we learn it from there? Is it Ne'alam mi Davar? And then it's me, and then we compare it to the Davar. Okay, I'm going to go through the whole sugya with you. You don't remember Yidach Pirkin already? It's only a daf ago. V'cheina Mashiach. Okay, how do we know that? No, we know that because of Lashma Ta'am. So whatever the din is by the Tzibur, that's the din by the Mashiach. For Mashiach Tzibur. And how do we know by Avodat Kochavim that that's true? Minola. The Tanur Abanan, the Fishi Atzma, Avodat Kochavim Lidon Ba'atzma. Look, the truth is, it's a new sugya. I mean, if the Torah had never told us about the new din of Eirah like Avodat Kochavim, I would say, why would I think Avodat Kochavim is different? But now the Torah is telling me, don't think that a parallel Davar Shal Tzibur is brought on Avodat Kochavim. Okay, so now I have to re-examine all of my givens. So what was true about a parallel Davar Shal Tzibur that it has to be only parts, is that true about Avodat Kochavim or not? So since it was Yotzi Lidon Ba'atzma, maybe Yochel Yochayav Alakirat Mitzvah Kula. I mean, how do you know that there's even exactly the same detailed dinim about the par and Sawyer as there is about the par Lechatas by Shara Mitzvahs? Ne'emar kan me'enei. Ne'emar la'ala me'enei. Before we had this Zereshava, but in the inverse, going to Mad Yom, we learned out the halacha. from Avodat Kohanim. So we compare Mala Alam Beidin, Afkanani Bebeidin. And, once that's a given, Mala Alam, now that we, because it doesn't say Bezdin by Ne'alam. There, it doesn't say Eda, like it says by the Paral Dovershot Tzibur. So now I know that it's got to mean there's two separate things. The best is a cow. Okay? Once I know that, so just like the din of Paral and Dover, it says Meine Aida. And that is the Meine in terms of Aida. It's a Meine Aida, but in terms of Aida. So Mala Alan Davar Velokal Aguf, then by Avodas Kochavim also Afkan, Nami. It's Davar Velokal Aguf.
Alakiros and Mitzvah.
Remember that we learned before only a detail
right.
is considered to be, not all things. But by Avodat Kochavim, it doesn't use the word Me'inei Ha'ida, nor does it say Davar, Velo Kol Aguf. So how do we know those two things? Truth is, we learn them out from this Zereshah. That's how we know.
But I'm curious, so you mean the whole thing?
The whole thing. Avodah Zarah was only, that didn't apply Bizman HaZeh, only applied when they were Yotzei Mitzrayim, whatever.
As opposed to a detail of...
Yeah, like we had before, Ishtach Avoya to Pa'or is Mutter. Or Ishtach Avoya without Pishat Yadayim Raglayim is Mutter. That's part of it. We had earlier in our discussion to figure out what that means. Horeko en Mashiach la'atzmo shogeg v'yasa shogeg mevi par. Shogeg v'yasa mezid, mezid v'yasa shogeg patur. Shohora'at kon Mashiach la'atzmo kehorat beidin l'tzibur. Shogeg v'yasa shogeg mevi par. Pshisa. Om Rabbi Nach, my skin and gone shahora, v'shachach me ze tamor. V'shah she ta'am, omar harini ose al da torati. So my other tema, kiva the ilum it yada le, Hashem al da baibim, that's called mezid. V'lo l'chayev at all, kamash mamman. Mezid v'yasa shogeg, minan amila, the Tanu Rabbanu, l'shma ta'am, harei Mashiach ke tzibur. Now you would have thought, although dinu amir, what do I need a posik for? Tzibur mutza mechlal yachid u'mashiach mutza mechlal yachid. Okay, so ma tzibur en chayavin elal helem davarim shigat maase. Af mashiach lo yechayav elal helem davarim shigat maase. Or kolak v'dor gazo. Nasi mutza mechlal yachid u'mashiach mutza mechlal yachid. Ma nasi mevi b'shigat maase b'lo helem davar. Af mashiach mevi b'shigat maase b'lo helem davar. Well, you gotta think about it logically. Nira l'mitome. Tzibur is bepar, and they may be in Hashem Tolei, and that's exactly what the Mashiach is, bepar, they may be in Hashem Tolei, as opposed to the Sawyer of a Nasi. Therefore, I'll say, Matzibur, in a chayev alalam davarim shigan maaseh, af Mashiach lo yechayev alalam davarim shigan maaseh. Well, you can look at it the other way. Kolach l'darazo, Nasi mevi sira b'avadat kochavim, umevi Hashem vadai, Umeshiach mevi sira b'avadat kochavim, umevi Hashem vadai, okay? So therefore, manasi mevi b'shigegat ma'aseh, af Mashiach mevi b'shigegat ma'aseh, not bohura'a. Tamud omar la'shmata am. And there you've got it. Areyu, Mashiach ke tzibur. Ma tzibur eino mevi el alalim davar imshigegat ma'aseh, af Mashiach eino mevi el alalim davar imshigegat ma'aseh. Eima ma tzibur hora ve'asu acharav others, bohura'ato, Chayavin, av Mashiach kishorav asu acharav bohura'ato yechayav. Tamud omar v'ikriva chatato asher chata mashechata hu mevi. Ein mevi amashechatu acherim. Omar ma Mashiach bepar v'ein mevi Hashem tolik. How did you know that? Minole, dei mevi Hashem tolik. Dechtiv chiper alav kohen al shigato asher shagag. Mi shechatato v'shigato shava. Mashiachin Mashiach. Where it's a given that ain't shigato v'chatato shava dechtiv l'shmat ha'am, so areyo Mashiach k'tzibur l'shmat ha'am. Wait a minute, buddy. Ad kan lo ka'omar. You're not supposed to know that pasuk yet. Okay, you're right. Sorry. Hashem kedei na'azba. Horay b'fnei atzmo v'yasa b'fnei atzmo mitchaper lo b'fnei atzmo. Horay matzibur v'yasa matzibur mitchaper lo matzibur. She'in bedin chayavin ad she'aru levatel miktzat u'lekayim miktzat v'chein ha'mashiach v'lo b'avodat kochavim ad she'aru levatel miktzat u'lekayim miktzat. Milad b'milim. The Tanu Rabbanan, horay matzibur v'yasa matzibur yocho yavi par le'atzmo v'dinu. Nasi mutzar mechal yachid, Mashiach mutzar mechal yachid. Ma nasi chata b'fnei atzmo, mevi b'fnei atzmo, chatai matzibur, mitkaber lo im atzibur. אף משיח, חטא בפני עצמו, מביא בפני עצמו, חטא עם הציבור, מתחפר לו עם הציבור. לא אמר את בנשיא שכן מתחפר לו עם הציבור ביום הכיפורים. תאמר במשיח שכן מתחפר לו עם הציבור ביום הכיפורים. הו, ואין מתחפר לו עם הציבור ביום הכיפורים. He should בכלל not be included in the par helam dover, and he should be maybe par לעצמו. תאמר לומר, על חטאתו אשר חטא, הקיצר חטא בפני עצמו, בפני עצמו, חטא עם הציבור, מתחפר לו עם הציבור. איך ידעמי? אם הם ידעו מופלא ואין הם מפלא עם הרב, שיטה מתחפר לו בפני עצמו. Because Zohra Dohan doesn't even count as Zohra. When he's over there, every individual would be by his kisvos ira. Kochad vachad. And if it's the other way around, inu mufla in vuhu lab mufla. So but there's nothing for being mechaber for that small. The Zohra today is meaningless. Lach klumi. Umber of Popo Gay, let's start with the given. Shneyam are muflin, okay? Now, what does it mean to say that they're together or they're different? So Rabbi Elamim Rechata b'fnei atzmo v'asa b'fnei atzmo, you know what that means? The yad v'bishnei mekomot, and they're being meira in trei yisurim. I'm a rabbi, who cares about where? What the shnei mekomot gormim? Ela, obviously, the afilo yad v'b'chad mekom, the point is the horaz, what's gormim? Those are given the komoro b'trei yisurim. It's called chata b'fnei atzmo. Now, what do we mean by trei yisurim? That's a different question. So pshita hu bechela vein bavadat kochavim. That is definitely as far apart as you can get, because they're chalukin b'tamayim and they're chalukin in the korbanot. He brings a par. They're dealing with a par of a sawyer, and not to mention, I mean, they're bringing a sawyer. And he bechela doesn't bring such a korban. V'koshkin hu bavadat kochavim. Where he bechela has no business being more vein bechela the chalukin b'kabbalim lagamri. He's bringing a seira. There's no par involved at all. Vino par. How about that? Me, I'm reading Avagav the Korbanan Shaveh, but Lamaisa, I mean, it's two different psukim. So, came in and betray Kroy Ka'atar, or Paginim et Amayim, we can't confuse that as one Ora. Oh, Dilma Ora is more generic than that. The Shem Chelev is Echad. Im Tim Zolam, Shem Chelev Echad. So, how about, who Bechelev Ain Bedama? Me, I'm reading Bet Amayim, or Pagina, or Dilma, came in the Shafim, the Korban, it's but the Korban Azlina. Take. And we said that's true even about Avodat Kochavim. Now, maybe Nolan remember the first parak, guys. Kermina, Beirach, Pirkin, Elam, Davar, Davar, Velo Kalaguf, V'chein Mashiach, Minolan. We said, Ashmatam, Sheikh Tzibur. Velo Avodat Kochavim, Minolan. Ah, okay, this is new stuff. The Tanu Rabbanan, Lefishi Yatza Avodat Kochavim Lidon Batzma. As opposed to just a davar, mi davar, just like the leine back in Vayikra was referring to Beit Din, Afkanami is referring to Beit Din. Umala alan davar velo cholaguf, Afkanami davar velo cholaguf.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Go.
Don't do the highlight of terror.
Horeka in Mashiach le'atzmo shogeg v'yasa shogeg mevi par. Shogeg v'yasa mezid, mezid v'yasa shogeg patur. Shora'at kohin Mashiach la'atzmo kera'at beit din la'tzibur. Now the Torah has two parshias which are next to each other and which relate to what turns out to be the din of bringing a par for a mistaken hora'at. Now it doesn't say the Feirush when it discusses im kohin Mashiach yecheta la'atzmat ha'am, but it does say very clearly in the parsha of the Tzibur, the Enei Ha'idah. There it says it, the Enei HaKahal in this case. The Mishnah is telling us that Lamaisa, the dinim of Horako and Mashiach, is the same as the Horat Beit Din, in the sense that whatever is called the Horat for one is called the Horat for the other. And whatever defines the Maisa of a Shogeg based on Hora'ah for one is what defines it on the other. However, there is a very big difference between the two, because as we know, the Beit Din that is Moreh does not do the chait itself. It brings its carbon for when the tzibur does the chait. The Kohen HaMashua, who is the Kohen Gadol, except there's also a Kohen Gadol that doesn't have the Shemen HaMishka, when they hid the Shemen HaMishka, so the Kedusha, the Kuna Gedela, was given only by the Begadim, by Levisha of the Begadim, the Shemona Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. He's not included in this parasha, because the Torah specifies that he has to be Mashua of Shemen HaMishka. However, a Kohen who is a Mashua of Shemen HaMishka, who does a sin like any other human being, interestingly enough, is not Chayav HaKatas at all. There is no Katas that is given to such a person. The only way that he can be Chayav on a Shogeg is by making a mistake B'Hora'ah and defining that this is the Din, and then following his determination of the Halach. But if he mistakes Chelev for Shuman, without anything to do with Hora'ah, he would not be Chayav at all. There's no such carbon. But the otherwise, the dinim of the hora'ah are the same regard of the bezdin. So the bezdin's hora and the tzibur's asiyah is combined by the kohen mashuach into one individual. His own hora'ah and his own asiyah. So let's see what the Mishnah says then now in that context. So if the kohen mashiach was meira halakha la'atzmo, let's say that chelev is mut, and he does this b'shogeg thinking that he's giving an accurate tzak. The Yatzah Shogeg, and then he follows his own Psak on this. That's when he brings the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is the only Korban that a Kohen Mashiach can bring. He does not bring the Si'ira or the Kizbah that a normal person brings. But if he made the mistake for Ra'ab Shogeg, but the action that he does is B'mezid, so that he knows that he's wrong, or he made the hora'ah, maybe the mezid. He made a tzak, knowing that a tzak is wrong, but he said anyway, well, it's mutter. And then he went ahead and he did it b'shogeg, becoming confused now about the label or whatever. There is no korban for him whatsoever. Because the din of hora'ah and mashuach for himself is the equivalent of the hora'ah of bezer for the tzibur, in the same way that we know that the only time that the tzibur is mischaper with the bezdin's korban is at a time when they were sonech on the bezdin, on the harav the bezdin. And that's exactly the din of the kohen himself. Says the Gemara, well, what is that supposed to mean? Shogeg v'yasar shogeg may be par. I mean, I should hope so. I mean, that's rather obvious. If he was both morah b'shogeg and he also did it b'shogeg, what better shogeg is there? I mean, that's, no matter what, that would obviously be included in what the Torah is saying, that a par is what a Kohen Mashuach brings. I mean, even if we don't know that the din is dependent on hora'ah, that would be the halacha. So, I mean, what's the point that the Mishnah is making? Omar Abaye, the point is, says Abaye, that Hachmai Eskinon, Gagon Shahora, Vishakach Mezitam Hora. Now, he once gave a psak, and he doesn't remember. He can't mean he did. Can't go through the whole sugya again now. It took him 5 years to get to the tzak. He gives the tzak. 30 years later, it comes along on the same shayla. Sorry, I went through such tzak that I don't remember anymore the whole process, but I remember that that's what I passed him. So there, you might have thought, but when he does it, he says, okay, I'm going to do it. I'll pi horati mikodem. I'm going to be semich on what I did. The ma'al tema. Even if Miss Yada Le Shema Halabe Kimezi Dami Velola Chayek Kamash Malam. The finish is here that it's not that the two have to be intertwined. The Hora'ah that he's making that leads directly to the Asiyah because of his Ta'ut. So that now, 30 years later, he has no idea what his Ta'ut was. So really what he's saying is, I'm going to be Senech on a Hora'ah that at this point he isn't able to review. So we should view that more as somebody who is amazed, because he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's not doing it on the basis of understanding. And therefore, maybe he shouldn't be chayav b'chlal a karban. Kamash malam, that nonetheless, he is, in fact, and it's a very interesting thing, he is in one individual the relationship of the tzibur and the bezdin. Because when a tzibur follows the Bezdin, they also don't know why they're doing it. They don't know what the reasoning of the Bezdin is. But the point is that they're following the Hora'ah of the Bezdin. So over here too, we've constructed a case, and that's the beauty of the Mishnah. We've constructed a case to explain Hora'ah Bezdin of tzibur to the end, to show that even in circumstances where he literally is following himself blindly, in the same way that a tzibur is following the Bezdin blindly. That is precisely what is meant by the Hora'ah of the Kohen Mashiach, which is the equivalent of Hora'ah of Bezdin of tzibur. Beautiful. And that indeed is a Kiddush. Now, Mezid Yatzar Shogeg, and so on and so forth. Now, all of this implies that the din of a Kohen Mashiach is unique in that it's only defined by the combination of Hora'ah and Asiyah. Asiyah alone is not going to be mechayev a Kohen Mashiach. Minani mili. How do we know that, really? Because, again, if we take a look at the parasha in Vayikra, doesn't say anything to Feirush about Hora'ah when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach. It only says that Legabi the Genebethi, the Pyro of Davish Otsibo. So how do we jump to the conclusion that the Mashiach has the same din as the Tzibur, that his carbon is brought only in the event of a mistaken Hora'ah? The Tan Rabbanan, because the Braisa says, since the Pasuk presents Im Hakoheno Mashiach Yechta Lo Ashmat Ha'am, what does it mean, Ashmat Ha'am? We're not talking about the Am, we're talking about him. So what we're saying is, therefore, that we're comparing the Kohen Mashiach Le Ashmat Ha'am, Are Mashiach Ketzibur, which tells us that wherever we have a din of par by the Tzibur, which is only by Hora'ah, so too do we have a din of par by the Kohen Mashiach, only by Hora'ah. Et the Gemara Bahalo Dinu, why do we need a pasuk? Isn't it obvious? If I analyze it myself, without this word, Lashmat Ha'am, which seems to be unnecessary. Because they say, Tzibur Mutzah Meklal Yachid. Normally, what's the carbon that a Yachid brings for a Shogeg? Either a Kizbah or a Seirah. The Tzibur does not bring a Kizbah or a Seirah, the Tzibur brings a pot. The Mashiach is also Mutzah Meklal Yachid. Now the Tzibur, the Mashiach is just as excluded as the Tzibur is from the normal din of Kizbah and Seirah, and they both bring pot. So ma tziburin chayavim ela al ha'alem davarim shigigat ma'aseh. Af Mashiach lo yehe chayav ela al ha'alem davar im shigigat ma'aseh. So our first conclusion ought to be that anything that excluded from the normal din of a chet, which leads to a kisbor of seira, should be defined by where the Torah defines it openly. And where is that? By Par Helam Dover. By Par Helam Dover, it says to Feirush, Inei Lam Davar Minei Akahal. So that means that wherever you're dealing with this strange carbon of a par that takes the place of the Kisbor HaSeira, you're dealing with a Ta'ut and Hora'ah. So why do we need the Pasuk Lashmat Ha'am? Well, because you could look at it entirely differently. You could look at it from this point of view. You could say, well, wait a minute. There is a third case of individuals or groups that are not going to bring the kisbah or seira that everyone else will. And who is that? The Nasi. The Nasi is the third para, the third parasha in this list of the chataot. And the Nasi does not bring a kisbah or seira either. The Nasi, on what a normal individual would bring a kisbah or seira, brings a seir, which is called the Seir Nasi. Now it happens to be that the Seir Nasi is brought on exactly the same circumstances that a Yachid's Kisper Seir is brought. In other words, it does not require a Ta'ut and Hora'ah, it has all of the same dinim. There's only one difference, that the identification of the animal that's brought is a different animal, nothing else. So wherever the Yachid is bringing the Kisper, the Seir as he desires, the Nasi has to bring a Seir. So here we have an example of a mutsa miklal. It's not included in the group. And what's the din of a nasi? The din of a nasi is maybe b'shigat ma'aseh. Velo ha'alein davar. A nasi brings like any other yachid. Nothing to do with giving a hora'ah. He made a mistake. The label said shuman. It was actually chela. That's when he brings it. In which case, a kohen Mashiach, who is an individual, not a tzibur, who is mutza michlal other individuals, because he doesn't bring a kiss for a tzibur. It says here that he brings a par. How do we know that he doesn't bring a par the same way that in us he brings a sire? Namely, that the par is simply a replacement type of animal. Instead of bringing a kiss for a tzibur, he brings a par. And Nasi, instead of bringing a kiss for a tzibur, brings a sire. Whatever. But what does that have to do with hora'ah? Why should we make up hora'ah? That would explain why we need that extra pasuk of Lashvat Ha'am to tell me that we have to compare the tzibur and the kohen Mashua. No, no, wait a minute. Nira l'nidomeh, let's use your brains over here. You're telling me in one sense we should look at it as the mutzah set. Mutzah set including the kohen Mashuach and the Bez Din Hagadol. On the other hand, you're saying, well, look, let's look at it as the individual mutzah set, including the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach. Both of them should be the same and bring a carbon and shigigat ma'aseh. Well, which one is more reasonable that he should be a member of? The first set or the second set? Tzibur brings a par. A tzibur never brings an ashem talui, because by ashem talui it says in nefesh ki teketa. And the same thing, interestingly, is true about the Mashiach. And the Mashiach brings a par, and he doesn't bring an ashem talui. Now, why he doesn't bring an ashem talui, we're going to see soon. And therefore, he belongs with the set of the tzibur. Just like a tzibur mativa in a chayvela l'arim davarim shigigat ma'aseh, just like a tzibur cannot bring a korban unless there was a separate hora'ah and a separate asiyah, so too, af Mashiach lo yechayev ela alelim davarim shigat ma'aseh. Therefore, I should be able to learn from this far without the pasuk of Hashmat Ha'am that he brings only on alelim davar. No, wait a minute. I can show you that he ought to fit in with the other set. Okulako derazol. A Nasi, now here we get into another complication, which is very much part of our parak. The Nasi, when it comes to a set of Avodat Kohanim, now remember, when you have a Ta'ut in Hora'ah by Avodat Kohanim, you do not bring a Par Helam Dava Shel Sibur. What do you bring?
Kisva Nasiya.
No. What does the Bez Din bring? We spoke about this yesterday, you'll remember. A par for an Ayla and a Sayer for a Chatas. Okay, that's what the Bez Din will bring. But what will the Kohen Mashiach bring? He's going to bring what everybody else brings, which is a Seira. Not a Kisva or a Seira. Any individual, when it comes to the Chet of Avodas Kohavim, brings a Seira. So that's a separate category of Korban. Now, a Nazi and a Kohen Mashiach both bring a Seira, as we'll prove later, when it comes to Avodat Kohavim. Now, that is a good reason to put the two of them together in understanding the nature of their Korbanos when they are removed from the general set of Yechidim HaOsim. And if we see that they move, we don't know who the Kohen Gadol matches, right, when it comes to non-Avodah Zarah. But we do know who he matches when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And he matches the Nazi. So therefore, I can look at it like that. I could say, look, the Nazi brings the Seira of Avodat Kohavim. And what's more, there's no reason for a Nazi not to bring any type of normal Asham. Not an Asham Tolu now. Regular Asham, Asham Vada. So whether it's an Asham Gizelites, or whether it's an Asham Me'ilites, or whether it's an Asham for a Shivka Harufa, there's a normal din on all of these Ashamot, both on Mashiach and Nasi, because they are called Nasi. But a Tzibur never brings an Asham, it's called Nefesh. A Tzibur never brings an Asham because they're not called a Nefesh. They are not a single Nefesh. So therefore, we find something else in common between the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, namely, that when it comes to Avodat Kohavim, and when it comes to normal Hashamot, they're in the same set. Then it makes more sense to include the Kohen Mashiach in the set of Korbanos of a Nasi, and what we should say is that there's one difference between them. Since the Kohen Mashiach is somewhere between the two, and in a sense he's similar to the Tzibur as a whole, He brings the same animal that the tzibur would bring, namely the par. But in terms of the determination of what the faith is, he's just like anybody else. The faith is a faith of maaseh and not a faith of hora'ah. Now, if we come to that conclusion, thank you very much, if we come to that conclusion, then we understand why we must have that pasuk of Lashma Ta'am to tell us, since you couldn't learn it out yourself because you might have jumped to the conclusion that a Nazi is the model to take for the Kohen, therefore I must tell you that no, actually the Tzibur is the model to take for the Kohen, and the Kohen needs the Hora'ah. So let's see that inside. Therefore, just like a Nazi is maybe b'shigigat maaseh when it comes to normal cases, Mashiach maybe b'shigigat maaseh. So once you start using your judgment on this, you're not going to necessarily reach the conclusion that that pasuk would have brought you to. And therefore, Talmud lomar lo shma ta'am. Harehu Mashiach Ketzibur, the Torah is coming to define for you. You should know that the Kohen Mashiach has the same din as the Tzibur. Ma Tzibur enu mevi ala alem davarim shigigat maaseh. Av Mashiach enu mevi ala alem davarim shigigat maaseh. Now the problem is this. Now already that we're saying that the Torah is comparing the Tzibur to the Kohen, how do we know that it's not an exact comparison? And that the same way that the tzibur is not chayav if they themselves do the sin, the tzibur is chayav for being mora to others to do the sin, who then do it. Maybe the Kohen Mashiach is also only chayav when he's mora to others to do the sin. But the way the Mishnah presented it, it's the Kohen makes a mistake in Hora'ah and then he does it himself. So there the Maaseh and the Hora'ah are in one individual. And yet the Torah said, I thought that the Kohen is supposed to be the same as the Tzibur. And in the Tzibur, it's not one individual. As a matter of fact, we said that the Beis Din isn't even included. The Asiyah of the Beis Din isn't included in determining this whole halakha of Asiyah. And therefore, we should say... What?
Is he himself considered the
Beis Din here? No, not necessarily. So Matzibur Horev Asu Akerim Acharav Ba'orato Chayavim Ach Mashiach Yishorev Asu Acharav Ba'orato Yechayim. So maybe it's, it comes when others listen to his psalm. Talmud Lomar V'kriva Chatato Asher Chata. Therefore comes on the Torah and says, no, the carbon that he's bringing is on the faith that he personally sinned. Amashe Chata Hu Meidi Ve'eno Meidi Amashe Chatu Akerim. His chiyav is not for the chait of other people who rely on his Hora'ah. Okay, this makes very good sense. There's just one point that wasn't clear to me, and that was the business about saying that a Kohen Mashiach does not bring an Asham Toloi. You wanted to say that he belongs in the set of the Tzibur, because he and the Tzibur are similar in that they both bring a par, and neither of them bring an Asham Toloi. Now, I know why a Tzibur doesn't bring an Asham Toloi, because it says Nefesh. The Tzibur is not a Nefesh, but a Kohen, last time I looked, is a Nefesh. So why can't he bring an Asham Toloi? Oh, well, the reason, I'm a Mamashiach, why didn't he bring an Asham Toloi? We know it. How do we know he doesn't bring an Asham Toloi? Dana may be Asham Toloi. The reason is, Bechtiv, Bechiper, Allah, Akohen, Ashikigato, Ashishagag. In the parish of Asham Toloi, it says that the Kohen should be Machaper on him from the Shogeg that he did, which implies Mishachatato Mishigato Shavet, but Shavat Yatza Mashiach She'en Shigato V'chatato Shavat. The only time that we would say that there's a Chiyav is where we have the two being similar. The Chait and the Shigaga is essentially one thing. The Chait is the Shigaga. But by the Kohen Mashiach, the Chait is not the Shigaga, because we have the separate Shigaga in the Hora'ah, not in the Etzem Chait. Wait a second. That's what you're trying to prove. How can you use it to prove it? You said if we didn't have the pasuk that compares, we didn't have the pasuk that compares the Kohen to the Beis Din, I would be able to figure out on my own by saying that he doesn't bring an Asham Toloi. And then I ask you, how do you know he doesn't bring an Asham Toloi? Well, I mean, because he's only bringing on a Hora'ah. But you only know he's bringing Hora'ah because he's trying to prove it to the fact that he's bringing Asham Toloi. I mean, you seem to be running around in circles over here. I understand what you're doing. I understand, we didn't get to that point yet. You haven't proven that he only brings the korban on the shigoga of the hora'ah, and now you're telling me he doesn't bring an archipelago. It must be because he doesn't bring a korban on it. So you didn't get to this point yet to be able to prove it. No, you're right, sorry. Usham today now, I threw that in. Actually, the real similarity to the tzibur was from par. They both were it happens to be lemaisa. I mean, after we already know the pasuk that we end up needing, which is lashmat ta'am. So then I also know that he doesn't bring an ashram tolle, and I couldn't resist saying it. I don't really think that it's a part. Well, I might as well give you the information. Then you'll get confused and you'll ask. But the point is, the information I got across, right? You'll never forget it now.
Is the Nasi the king?
Yeah, it could be either the king or it could be the Nasi. Actually, we'll see. It's not so fresh. It can be time or not.
Wasn't the Nasi the head of the...
Yes, but a year has definitely been a king. We'll see whether there's enough just to be. And we're going to discuss it later on. And we'll discuss it. Now, if his hora'ah takes place without the hora'ah of Beit Din, he's got his own personal hora'ah. Meanwhile, Beit Din has their hora'ah. The two have nothing to do with each other. He brings his own korban. Now, obviously, it's got to be talking about where Beit Din was involved, because if not, what's the chiddush? I mean, that's the case. It says that. Obviously, what we're trying to say here is that where you have a set of horaos, one of them coming from the Kohen, and one of them coming from the Beit Din, that he's got his own business and they have their own business. But if he's morea im hatzibur, if he was together with the Beis Din, no, that's not clear. I mean, the same time, the same place, the same iser. Well, none of this is clear. What defines them as being separate or together? That the Gemara is going to discuss. But if it was more together with the tzibur, the atzayim ha-tzibur, and now he himself does that which the rest of the tzibur does, and they rely on Beis Din. So then, mischakolim ha-tzibur. Then, even though he had his own personal hora'ah, but then he would get a kapara together with everybody else who's being mitchaper with the paralim davar shel tzibur, not with his own parkor and mashiach. She'ein Beit Din chayavim ad sheyoru levatel mitzat ulekayim mitzat v'chein ha-mashiach v'lo bi'avodat kochavim ad sheyoru levatel mitzat ulekayim mitzat. The reason Rashi learns this she is a reason. She, in other words, the reason that we say is that he should be mitzaper together with the tzibur is because we find that in general the halachas of the Orah of the Kohen Gadol are the same as the dinim of the Orah and Matzibur. Therefore, it makes sense to say that he should be Mekanim his kapor and the kapor of the Tzibur. This is how Rashi learns. It's a little strange, you must admit. It's not much of a reason to say that. Others warn that the Lashon She'ein often appears after a list of things in a Mishnah. Just means end. It's also true that, so to speak. Others learn that this is actually coming back to the ending of the Resha of the Mishnah, where it says that Shoraat Kohen Mashiach Latzmo Korat Beit Din Latzmo, and getting back to that, I want you to know She'ein, and so on and so forth. So it's each of them have the same rules. And therefore, you could see why the two are interrelated. Says the Gemara, Minayin Nilus. So how do we know now this halacha that he can relate to the kapor of the tzibur? The Tanur Rabban, Horay Matzibur V'Yatsay Matzibur Yochol Yavi Par La'atzmo. You might think that if he was part of the tzibur with his hora'ah, that he should bring a separate korban of a par, the dinner. I mean, that would make sense if you think about it, because a Nasi is excluded from the general rule. He's Mutzah Mechlal Yachid, and he doesn't bring a Kisper Sira. And a Mashiach is Mutzah Mechlal Yachid. Now, the same thing is true about a Koy Mashiach. Ma Nasi, Chatai Bifnei Atzmo, maybe Bifnei Atzmo, Chatai Matzibur Mitchaber Lo Matzibur. Just like when it comes to the Nasi, we know that since his chait is a chait of Shigigat HaMaaseh, without a normal without a hora'ah. So just like when he relies on the Beis Din, he's like anybody else. I mean, that is it's a helam dover, it's a mishkafet helam dover. Why should he be different? So too, the Kohen Gadol, who is excluded from the normal binim of Kispa Vesira of the Tzibur, and he brings a power in the same way that unless he brings a Sayyid, he too should be essentially like anybody else. If he's relying on the Beis Din, so then he should bring also the same, be mishkafet with the same power that the Beis Din brings. So we should say, you might think, says the Brisa, that that's what we would say, that it's not Yitzchot B'Fei Atzma, maybe B'Fei Atzma, Chatai Tzatzibur, Mishkapel, and Matzibur. Av Mashiach Chatai B'Fei Atzma, maybe B'Fei Atzma, Chatai Matzibur, Mishkapel, Imatzibur. So that makes sense, doesn't it? No, not necessarily. Because, Lo Imam Ed Nazi, Shekein Mishkapel, Lo Imatzibur, B'Yam Akiburim. Remember that a Nazi really is part of the Tzibur. Completely. It happens to be that he's given a special carbon in terms of the animal. But let's say when it comes to Yom Kippur, and we bring for him the Sarah Mishtalayah, does he get a kapara like anybody else in Klal Yisrael? Mishtalayah says on him, Chatanu, Avinu, Pashanu, Hakol B'Seder. So that makes sense, therefore, that we should look at him as a normal member of the Tzibur. Mashen Kein, Loi Im Amrit. By the Tomar the Mashiach, Shein Mechapel on Yom HaKippurim, we know the Kohen needs a special Kapor on Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't have the Kapor now, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Horovein Mechapel on Yom HaKippurim. So since he's not included with the rest of the Tzibur in that din, Yoko Yavi Parlatzmo. You might think that maybe indeed he has to bring a separate power for himself, despite the fact that the Tzibur is bringing their own power. The only time he brings this part is when he's all alone in the world. And he was the one with Chote. But if he did it along with everybody else, then he would be a truth. Now, the question is, what is the case? And as we're talking about it, we're trying to figure out a case where the Kohen Gadol was Mora Halach. There is Mora Halach, so that means that he obviously is Roy and Lahora. And the Beis Din is Mora. Now, if he is a Mufla, which would be a normal case, so then, I mean, if they are not on the same level, then their hora'ah would not be hora'ah unless they had been mityayitz with him in the hora'ah. That's what the Mishnah said in the previous parak. That unless Beis Din gets all possible information from someone who is mufla, then they're not included and they're normal in the hora'ah. So then, if that's the case, then he's the only one that's going to bring, and not them, right? So if he is a mufla, they may not move. And so she took the mishkapel with the hasmo. I mean, horad alon v'lo klu. But what they packed, it wasn't a good sack anyway if they didn't deal with him. Uboy asuye kizbar siira kolchad v'chad. And anybody else who was somech on their hora anyway would have had to bring the carbon for himself. So why wouldn't the Kohen HaMashiach have to bring the carbon for himself in this case? So that can't be the case. And ide inan ruflein v'hula mufa. Now, if they're, neither of them are muflaim, so then I understand. So then he doesn't bring a kapura on himself at all, because his hora'ah is not a meaningful hora'ah. So I mean, that would be the equivalent of the mazid hora'ah. It's not a hora'ah.
Even if he acts on it?
Yeah. It's been not based on anything. So how does he know what he's saying? And that would be the equivalent of a normal making a mistake. Everybody we say is mora heter to himself. That means it's a hora'ah. Mora heter means they rationalize it. So he's rationalizing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So if he says, oh, well, this is probably mutter. Okay, so then it's a shogeg. Problem is that Kohen Mashiach does not bring a carbon on a shogeg at all. There is no carbon shogeg on a Kohen Mashiach. It's a power bust. And since you can't bring the power over here, it's bust.
No carbon on the
shogeg. No carbon. So Rabbi Deval Absolumi. Amr Papa. Well, I mean, why can't they both be mufla'im? So, if they're both mufla'im, but he's on his own. So, there, what it's saying is, if he's on his own, So he's mischapa bifnei atmo, because he has a separate hora'ah. Now, sabra abaya v'neimar, chata bifnei atmo v'asa bifnei atmo efidami, v'yasve b'shnei mekamot. Now, abaya thought that the only way that that makes sense is to say that the two hora'ot exist in a separate space. Now, what is the separate space that they exist in? You see, our problem over here is that a hora'ah is something that exists as a hora'ah. It's very difficult to distinguish the hora'ah of A or the hora'ah of B if the Torah is looking at them as equivalent hora'ah. In other words, it's saying this is a hora'ah la'alacha, and that's a hora'ah la'alacha. Now, when you have two things that are the same, this is, as the Rambam points out, this is why there can't be two gods, because then they're the same one. How can there be two hora'ot? And then the same hora'ah. So basically, Bezdin and the Kohen Mashiach have said the same hora'ah. So if we're going to be bringing a kapara and a tzibur for that hora'ah, why wouldn't the Kohen Mashiach be included in that kapara? Now, the buyer thought that what we could do is, this is fascinating, what we could do is we could separate them physically, so that instead of there being a space, a conceptual space for hora'ah, there could be a physical space for hora'ah. Because after all, we do find the concept of the Bezdin's authority in its place. Now, so you have a Bezdin of a Mokom. Now, even though we're talking about over here Bezdin of Kol Yisrael, but that means that the nature of Hora'ah does relate to physical space. In which case, if the Kohen Mashiach is in one location, and he's in another location, and by the way, it's very Nogei La'alacha, because, for instance, in the din of Lotzit Kodudu, the Lotzit Kodudu means in the same city, you can't have two Piskei Halachas in two separate cities. You could have two contradictory Piskei Halachas. How can you have that? What about in Hora'ah space? Where is the two places? So obviously, Hora'ah space can also be defined physically. Comes like a buyer and says, okay, so maybe it means physically. And that's the difference. So then, now there's two ways of learning the next piece. Some have the gears of the komori b'chad isuri, which on the surface makes more sense. They're more in one isur, and that's Tosus's gears. The yadve betray mekomot, the komoru b'chad isura. So in other words, it's the exact same hora'ah, therefore there's no conceptual space that can distinguish between them, but there's a physical space that can distinguish between them. Nachmi, I just say, I wonder if you would do me a favor. Could you, this thing is also running out of batteries, would you mind just running over and telling Tony to give you a set of AAA, AAA batteries? Yeah, and put it on my head. Tell him to put it on my head. Thanks.
Time.
AAA, yeah. Two. Unless he only sells four. Okay. So that makes more sense. If we're going to read the Girsa as we have it, we could read it as or, which is how some do. In other words, we could have either a physical space or conceptual space. How would we have a conceptual distinction? That they're talking about two different issues. And that means that we're jumping to the conclusion, and remember that we had this question in the previous parak, that if you have two separate hora'ot, we wanted to know, remember? Suppose one hora'ah bezer was more in dam, and one hora'ah bezer was more in chelet. We can put the two together, which on the surface sounds crazy. But if we're ready to talk about a hora'ah as an event, rather than as relating to the specific case, then everybody's being sung on the hora'ah beitin. It doesn't matter particularly. That was the shayla. We need different karbanos, we need different meisim. Okay, so over here, that may also be an issue. If you're going to tell me even in two separate issues it's still a hora'ah, then we may need the physical distinction. So Abaya, depending on which girsa we're saying, is saying either that the case was, as Tosfos learned, that the hora'ah took place at the same hora'ah but took place in two places, or it needs to be distinguished in space that is both physical and conceptual, So then it would mean in two places about two different issues. Or Abaye may be saying, you have your choice. It could be conceptual space that distinguishes it, or it could be physical space that distinguishes it. Right? Rava comes along. Yeah, it could be. Amalei Rava says, Rava, I don't understand. How did physical space become a definition of Hora'ah that exists in conceptual space? So I don't get it. Where do you see? Where do you see that Shnei Mekomot have any meaning when it comes to Hora'ah? I don't understand the suggestion. They're sitting in one place, right next to each other, which might as well be that way. But the point over here that distinguishes it is they're being motor betray Yisurim. They're talking about two different issues. And since they're talking about two different issues, there's a distinguished Hora'ah over here, and therefore it's considered to be a chet b'fnei atzmo. Now, that's not so simple. And therefore the Gemara has to explain, so what do we mean by what are the coordinates in conceptual space when it comes to Hora'ah? And what do you think the coordinates could be? Well, the coordinates could be the name of the Yisur. The coordinates could be the type of carbon that's brought for the Yisur. I mean, we've already examined some of those issues before. Okay, so our axes in this conceptual space are what? So this is the Gemara. Pshita, hu b'chelem ve'in ba'avodat kochavim. Let's say that the two of them were dealing with things that are different along every axis we could think of. One of them is talking about one issue of type called chelem, the other is a different issue of type. In which case, over there, you have sources that are different. Remember, that was also an issue. It was an axis of sources. Because we said over there by the two types of chelev that they would be from two different circuits. So there you have sources that are different, names that are different, carbonates that are different. I can't think of any other way to distinguish something in this particular space, correct? Those are the three axes that we have. So then you have, okay, so you have everything is chalukim, it's amayu, and they're chalukim and they're carbonas, and they're also a different name. And one is a par, and one is a par and a sayer. So, if that's the case, if that's what we're talking about, so that's obvious. That would be pshita. So over there, they are going to bring a sayer. He's not going to bring it all, because as we'll see later on, he's going to be subsumed in theirs. The kosher came. Now, if he's the one who is giving the Hora'ah Avodat Kochavim, and they are the ones that are bringing a Hora'ah now in Chelem, over there, they're completely chalukim the Karbonotehem, because there's no comparison whatsoever since he brings a Se'irah. They bring a Sa'ir. So the par is not bringing. So there's no connection at all. In the first case, there is a connection. There's Sawyer and Sawyer maybe, but over here, there's no connection whatsoever. So who's Se'irah? We'll see later on. The Kohen Mashiach is just like anybody else when it comes to what carbon to bring for Avodas Kochavim. So over there, there's nothing in common. They bring a par, they bring a Se'irah. But that's also a question. And what about who b'chelav ha-mechaseh ha-kerev v'ein b'chelav sha'aladakim? How about if they're arguing about which chelav? So now over there, the carbon is shava, the name is shava, they're both chelav, but the root of the yitzer is different. We're medayik from different places of the circuit. So maybe that axis is sufficient to distinguish things in Hora'ah space. That's our question. So given the betray ka'asi, ha-paligin b'ta'amayu. Or do we say, maybe that's not a meaningful axis in that space. Since they're sharing karbonot and they're sharing the name of the Yisr, they're both called Chelev. And Imtim Siloma Shem Chelev Efer. If you want to tell me, well, okay, but those are both called Chelev. Okay, fine, so what about if one is Chelev and one is Dam? Now, the same carbon, but over there you have different names of the Yisr as well. Is that sufficient to distinguish it in Hora'ah space, according to Rava? So Mao, me amina b'tamayu, ha'paligin. The basis of the Yisr is entirely different. Ojeva given the shoving the korban, batar karban hazlin. And what do we say? Well, we have to look at the carbon that's being brought. Take. Just like we had these issues earlier in trying to distinguish the nature of a Hora'ah, to identify one Hora'ah separated from another, we have the same problem here in our sugya. שאין בית דין חייבים עד שיורו לבטל מקצת ולקיים מקצת. מי נאו על דעת שיורו לבטל מקצת ולקיים מקצת? How do we know that? What do you mean, how do we know it? You know how we know it. We said it in the first parak. Kira midan b'idach pirkeh. V'ne'alam davar, we said davar. Davar v'lo kol ha'guf. And then you asked me, maybe davar means the whole thing. And we went through the whole rigmarole. You want me to say it now all over again? V'chein ha'mashiach. And how do we know the Mashiach is the same halacha? I mean, Nolan, we just told you. It says, L'shmat ha'am. Are you Mashiach ketzibur? And then you say, V'lo ba'avadat kochavim. Now, wait a minute. How do you know avadat kochavim is the same halacha? I mean, after all, avadat kochavim is an entirely different set of korbanos, both for the tzibur and for the kohen. The kohen, when it comes to avadat kochavim, is going to be bringing a seira. And the tzibur, when it comes to avadat kochavim, is going to be bringing a soyer and a parpanoiva. So how do you know that the same rules apply, that it has to be bought up a mikzah, to see in the mikzah? Where does that come from, Inolam? The Tana Rabbanon, the Pishi Yatzah, but that Tokavim Ladun Ba'atzma. Since Avadat Tokavim has got now a whole new parsha all for itself in Bamidbar, as opposed to in Vayikra, the parsha of the Kohen and the Sibur. So Yochu Yuchayavim Alakirat Mitzvah Kula. You might think that over there the standards are different, and if Benson just blithely goes by and casually tells you to be Oved Avodah Zarah and it's perfectly mutter no matter what. So maybe that's also okay to be Machai of you. No. Because Nemar Kain Me'enei Nemar Lala Me'enei. In one case by Pai Alam Dover Josie where it says Me'enei HaKahal. And in the other case it says Me'enei Haida. And we learn how to Gzerish of those Me'eneis as we saw before. Ma'ala Halan Be'edin First of all, we need to know that we're talking about Horat Beitin. And secondly, Mala Halan Davar Velo Kol Aguf, Apkanami Davar Velo Kol Aguf. So what we're talking about over here is an element of Avodat Kochavim. Let me explain this. That the element that we're talking about is the question of Ishtachavoya Tepor, or Ishtachavoya without Pishat Yadayim Baraglayim. So it's a mixed-up thing which is not obvious from the context that the Siddukim wouldn't necessarily be made in. That's an actual Hora'ah, and that would be Machayim. Doot. Im Chayabim Ela Al Ha'elim Davarim Shikigat HaMa'aseh V'chein HaMashiach. Now, you're only Chayab if not only you were Mora Halacha, but also you did it. It's not a fee of just on a Hora'ah. That's true with the Bezdin, although it's not the Bezdin themselves that did it, but it's the Tzibur that does it. It's true about the Mashiach, but of course it's he himself that does it. But the idea is similar. V'lo ba'avodat kochavim. The same thing is true by avodat kochavim. Enam chayavim el ha'alim davarim shiriyat ha'maaseh. It's got to be a separate hora'ah and a separate asiyah. Now notice that the Mishnah significantly leaves out v'chein ha'mashiach when it comes to Avodat Kochavim. Now, why did it do that? That's interesting. Take a look at the next Mishnah. The next page. Im beidin chayavim ad shiyoru bidvav bidavar shizdono karet b'shikigok hatat v'chein ha-mashiach. So now the Mishnah does seem to include Mashiach wherever it can. And then it goes on to say v'lo b'avodat kochavim ad shiyoru adavar shizdono karet b'shikigok hatat. And again it leaves out the Mashiach. Okay, so we're going to have to think about that. So first says the Gemara Minon. How do we know that you need to have an actual asiyah in there that's not enough just to have a hora'ah? The Tana Rabbanan, yishgu. It says the lashon that the tzibur is yishgu. They should be shoget. So maybe that means that your chayav shigat ha'maaseh. No. It says yishgu v'ne'elam davar. I mean, obviously, what is the shigaga? The ha'alam. In chayavim. El al ha'alim davar. And then it says, v'yasu. That means you need both, ha'alim davar and asiyah. So, enam chayav el ha'alim davar, im shigigat ha'maaseh v'chein ha'mashiach. And how do we know that? Our old standby. Lo shmat ha'am. Harei mashiach ketzibur. Whatever the din is in one, that's the din in the other, because the Torah can matish them one to the other. And then you say, v'lo ba'avadat kochavim el ha'alim davar, im shigigat ha'maaseh. And how do you know that? Well, we just had that. So Tana Rabbanan, the Pishi Yatzev Adat Kochavim Ladun Ba'atzma Yachol Yu Chayavim Al Shigiyat HaMaaseh. It's the same logic. You might think you're Chayav on the carbon of the Sawyer and the Par just for the mistake and not for a Hora'ah. No. נאמר כאן מעיני העדה, ונאמר לעלה מעיני הקהל. מה לעלה אין חייבים להעלים דבר עם שגעת המעשה? So just like we know the parallel and double shot sibur requires two separate components. A halama of the bezdin and then an asir that follows the halama. As kan, in chayavin al halim davayim shigatam haaseh. Now you know what the next step is. The next step is, and how do we know that's true by Kor Mashiach? Ah, but the Mishnah never said it is true by Kor Mashiach. And now we want to know, hey, the Mishnah left out by Mashiach. Nilu Mashiach avadat tochavim lo katarima. Why didn't it say anything about the Mashiach? Must be because it's not true. Must be that when it comes to the din of bringing a Seira by Avodah Shekhovim, the Mashiach is just like anybody else. And if he makes a mistake, in a Maaseh, not in a Hora'ah, he doesn't know what the din is, then he would be Chayav just like anybody else is Chayav. But not everybody holds that. So that would mean Matnitin Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Revihi. Because there's a machlokus over here about what the din is for a Kohen Mashiach by Avodat Kochavim. The Tanya. Mashiach by Avodat Kochavim, Revi on there? Shigat Maaseh? Revi says indeed a Kohen Mashiach is the same as anybody else. And when it comes to doing Avodat Kochavim, he brings his Korban Si'ira like anybody else for the same reason that anybody else brings it. Namely, a Shigat Maaseh. The Chachamim Omrim, Be'alim Davar. No. The Kohen Mashiach also is the same as the Tzibur in that he needs to make a mistake that is Ha'alama V'Hora'ah. The only difference is that he's still going to end up bringing a carbon like anybody else would, a Seira, but it's for a different reason. Other people are bringing it because of the act. He's bringing it because of the Hora'ah that was expressed in the act. The Shavim, both Rebbe and the Chachamim Mamoda, that certainly he needs to bring a Seira. He doesn't bring a par, and he doesn't bring the Sayer and the par that the Tzibur brings. The Shavim, now they're also Moda, that there's no din of an Asham Tolui in the Kohen Mashiach. And that we saw the reasoning before, because of the Horah. So think about what's your Raya? You're trying to say that it's dependent on Rebbe. When you take a look at the Sefer of the Mishnah that we just did, which is why I wanted you to see it. I mean, the Tizbra. Are you trying to tell me that in the next Mishnah, where it says that Bezin is only Chayav on something that's Dono Karas Shigigas Chatas, that, which is true about anybody in the world, by the way, you never bring a carbon unless it's Dono Karas Shigigas Chatas, and it left out saying the Karim Mashiach, you're trying to tell me that the Karim Mashiach does not have that requirement when it comes to something? You know that's perfectly not true. So obviously the Mishnah doesn't feel that it's important having established V'chein HaMashiach in one clause to necessarily go along and tell you, oh yes, here too, V'chein HaMashiach. You're supposed to have the brains to figure that out yourself. So how do you know that's not the case in the first part of the Mishnah? Maybe the Tanakh expects that you're going to apply within a V'chein HaMashiach to the second statement. But it's the clause, and also you understand V'chein HaMashiach. So Mika Tani, does it say the word V'chein HaMashiach? No, it doesn't. So maybe the same thing's true over here. Because obviously it means Elataniha. It said it in the first part, by other things. The word in Lahan, it expects you to understand that, well, why would the Kohen Mashiach be different when it comes to Kores? So, maybe over here it's also going according to Chachamim, who say that it needs to be a Hora'ah with a Maaseh, and it just doesn't bother to tell you. Now, yes, of course. There's something very sneaky about that, because it leaves the Mishnah open to two interpretations. I mean, the Tana, of course, is taking into consideration this two interpretations. But don't bring a riot from here, that it's necessarily going like Rebbe.
But then it does have it in the next Mishnah, which is...
No, that's something else, and that's another topic. Now, my time in a Rebbe. Omar Krog, no, it's only 30 more seconds. Really not worth leaving. What is Rebbe's logic? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper ha-kohen al-ha-nefesh ha-shogeget v'chata'a b'shkaga. Ha-nefesh is any single nefesh. Does that include the Kohen Mashiach? Hopefully he hasn't totally lost his soul, right? Like happens sometimes. So ha-nefesh refers to the Mashiach. Ha-shogeget is the normal person. Shogeget refers to the Nazi. V'chata'a b'shkaga. Rebbe says, what does that mean? Bechet abishkaga. That means, bechet under these circumstances is the shogeg, not the hora'ah. That's the whole point. So the chet here is the shogeg. So chet yedishkaga yehet. Rabbanan sovereign. Rabbanan said, no, on the contrary. What it's saying is, the nefesh whose chet is the shkaga, whereas yatsa mashiach, where the chet is not the shkaga, it's the helim damar. So if anything, it's saying the opposite. Don't include the koi mashiach. The shabin should be seira. Everybody agrees that, of course, the carbon is the seira. Like any other yachid, minola. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says the nefesh achas. The nefesh achas means any single soul. And we would say in English, every single soul. It means every individual. So it doesn't matter whether he's a yachid, whether he's a nazi, whether he's a kohen mashiach, he's still a nefesh achas, isn't he? So kulam beklal nefesh achasin. Therefore, there's no argument when it comes to the identification of which carbon to bring. The only machlokes is what is b'chayav you to bring it.